Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. That's right, it's Thursday, the 9th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Jared's at the helm, and he's running, he's delivering, he's, uh-oh.
Good morning.
Yep, nope, that's me. Good morning.
Sorry, that was static.
I know, when you ran by, I watched the sparks follow you.
Zoom.
How you doing, buddy? What national day is this?
National Donald Duck Day.
I'm sorry, Donald Duck?
Donald Duck Day. Or you could go with Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day.
Yeah,
that's good.
Oh, that's good. Or I could stick to Donald.
Yeah. Donald Trump Day.
You know what? I let my Disney thing lapse. My Disney Channel subscription lapse. When I heard that it was taking like, for if you stay at Disneyland down in Florida, and you stay in one, you know, their property there, to take three kids to Disneyland for 4 days, something like $8,000. Are you kidding? They don't need my $12 a month.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess not.
I guess not.
Hey, it's 68 degrees in downtown Reading. We're going to have a high today of 99, a low of 70, partly cloudy on Friday. It's going to be hot, 101, mostly clear, a low of 71. And on Saturday, again, it's going to be very warm, 97, and a low of 68. On Sunday, chance of showers, going to cool down to 83, and a low of 56. And on Monday, sunny, a high of 85 and a low of 57. And then just kind of in the mid to high 90s the following week. So a little spurt of up over the century mark there, but hopefully not going to last more than a day. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, we had a death over the weekend from here in the city. It was Jack Schrader. And Christian Schrader, of course, our mayor, is the was her husband. And Jack... And I just read, it's in the paper, it's kind of, you know, it's an obituary or it's a story of his life, really. And he did so much. He was an educator for more than six decades, former county superintendent of schools, and he started, he got the funding for the Schrader Planetarium. Mm. And this, you know, he was the first principal of NOVA. Now, see, NOVA was before me. And NOVA was, I don't even know what NOVA stood for, but they took all the ninth grade students and
from the Reading School District.
In the Reading School District and mm-hmm. put them in the school for 1 year and then sent them back out to their schools, 10th, 11th, and 12th grades. Now, was that every year?
They did it for several years. Yeah. I mean, NOVA was...
I mean,
was
that's there. What I meant. Yeah, they do that?
Was yeah,
that,
NOVA was there for, you know, and I'm not that familiar with the Reading School District, but NOVA was there for several years. There was some real positive things they found from that kind of new platform of doing things, and then there was some negatives for families and what have you, and I'm not exactly sure why then they decided to move everybody back. But
anyway, I didn't know this, but for over 50 years, they had a cattle ranch in Igo, and he belonged to the Shasta County Sheriff's Posse, which... I'm not sure if that's not the Asphalt Cowboys.
No, it's a regular unit. Yeah, it's a regular unit.
And rode a horse named Jet with the parade and drill teams. See, I knew Jack later on in his life, you know, over the last 15 years because we met him at various functions and, you know, stuff like that. And he was always a gentleman, always such a, you know, kind of laid back and all this. But
right.
He did a lot. He did. I did not know all of the... I knew it's Schrader Planetarium, of course, but he, moved out here, and he is he passed Sunday, but he did so many things for the students and the education levels in our community. So sorry, you know, and our thoughts and prayers go out to Kristen and the rest of the family, all his kids, his 15 grandchildren and all that. He was 88 when he passed. So
now, all right.
Another passing of note, and I'm not trying to compare them, but I called a young lady yesterday, and now that the election craziness is over, I met her. She's a server in a local restaurant here, and somehow we started talking, and she was the young lady that was attacked by that mountain lion in the Trinity Alps in May, and her dog, a Belgian Malinois, or the Belgian
Malamute.
No, it's not a Malamute. Oh. It's another name. Anyway, literally threw herself onto the mountain lion to save her, and was injured in the fight. And while the fight's going on, the cougar had her by the head, and Aaron literally was hitting it with rocks. She didn't run. She was hitting it with rocks. She was trying to choke it off, and then she was poking it in the eyes, and the cougar was just ignoring her, and so she ran back to get a tire iron, and this other lady came up, and she picked the PVC pipes and started beating the puma with these PVC pipes and spraying it with pepper spray. It finally turned loose and left, and I thought, would you like to be on the show and talk about this? Yeah, and she says, well, yeah, if I want to talk about my dog.
And, okay, it's a Malinois.
Thank you, Malinois. And, dog went down to Davis. I mean, it wasn't in good shape. It's, skull had been fractured. And but still, it was alive, and it looked like it was getting better. Well, unfortunately. And so when I called her yesterday, I didn't get a call back. Sometimes it takes you. I read where that dog passed unexpectedly down at Davis. They took the dog down, and it was starting to have convulsions. And anyway, I am so sorry that happened, but because she was going to bring the dog in, with her, because the dog was
doing good, was
recovering. But yeah, I mean, the skull was fractured in a couple places, and up here where the dog's breathing had just been punctured. And when she would breathe, the flesh would move up and down because the bone was broken in there. Anyway, but this dog did what it was supposed to do. Belgian Malinois came in and went for it and saved her life.
Yeah.
Because, without that, who knows what would have happened.
Do you know, you wonder, I am notorious for this when I'm traveling in a car.
We're really sorry about that, Aaron. Yeah. I'm going to call you today and say, hey, I didn't know about the dog and all that. Because I felt bad afterwards.
Yeah. It's a lesson for us, though, because I know when I travel in a car, I get out of I stop all kinds of places, rest stops, side of the road. I've always been in the habit of not spending driving over an hour and a half without getting out, stretching, taking a little, just get out and walk around the car and take a few steps, because I do a lot of traveling by vehicle or motorhome. Yeah. And I pull into those rest stops and all of those places all across the United States. And you never, I never think about the fact that I'm a lot of times out in the middle of nowhere and mountain lions and snakes and all kinds of things.
This one's close to the road there. And they think maybe it's because there's garbage cans or something. She said.
Well, there is. And then they've got the water issues. And we've got a lot of issues now where those animals are down closer.
Yeah. And she said that the animal was really thin. Mm. And she said it smelled so bad. I mean, she said. Of course, I've never been close to a mountain lion like that.
But yeah, I know what they smell.
She said it was still on her clothes, even after washing it. There could have been something wrong with the lion, but the point is, she had her loss, and that dog, the dog saved her life in this. But you're right. We had a rest stop in between Quantico and Fredericksburg. You have your freeway, but then you had your side road that everybody went up and down. It was four lanes. And we told our lieutenants from the basic school, don't stop there. Don't stop there at night because there's too much stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, we had one of our lieutenants stop there at night. A female was assaulted
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can't keep a cop parked there, though you wish you could.
Yeah.
Back in those days, I mean, I'm not sure that the other lieutenants didn't go out there and do a night raid, but yeah, but you know, you got to watch yourself out there.
Yeah,
you don't expect a mountain lion.
No, you don't.
I'm looking for people. I'm not really looking for
mountain. Exactly. Like I say, you get out at a rest stop, you look around, kind of look at the people, decide, yeah, no, this is probably not where I want to stop. But you're looking, like you say, at people. You're looking at rigs. You're looking at those kind of things.
Yeah.
You're not looking for a mountain lion to jump you.
I'm not looking at.
Weren't before, but now we will be. You should just be aware always of your surroundings.
Yeah. Hey, okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been here for 15 years in our community. It's locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. And they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They continue to excel and have four branches. They just opened up the latest one down in Anderson, in fact, at 2727 Ventura Street. They have three other branches, two right here in Reading and one in Red Bluff. But learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
No, do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry here on the 9th of June, 7:20 in the morning. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. This is a great place. This is the only jewelry store we use. Why? Because it's got all the great stuff. Everything from old pawn to state jewelry to newly designed jewelry, everything you can imagine is in there at very fair prices. Nice people. Again, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. Okay, the election.
The election, absolutely. Two things right off the bat. The election's over. Candidates, take down your signs. We're all tired of looking at them. They got to come down. Even the two runoffs, it's only June. We don't have that vote till November. Let's give us a little breather here. Get those signs down. Clean up our corners.
It's never,
by the end of the week, it should not be a campaign sign out.
I've seen some of them pulled already.
Yeah.
Judy, I still see yours.
Mike Johnson,
still see yours.
Darren Browning.
Still see yours. Kathy Garland Allen,
still see
yours.
Still see yours.
Okay,
absolutely.
It's time.
Aaron Reisner, yours are out there.
Oh, Aaron, yours out there, too.
What else did I see coming in today?
I think we saw them all.
I saw them all. Yeah, you guys need to get to work.
Now,
I had a special committee. Every election that I ran that hit the ground the day after the election at 8 o'clock, they each had their list. And if there was a sign left that said Trish Clark on it, it was in somebody's yard that I didn't know about.
Well, and
so if you've got them in your yard, take them down.
From what I understand, your committee was so good, they started a week before the election down signs.
No, they did not.
Oh, not yours.
No, not mine.
Oh,
no.
Other signs?
Not others either.
That looks like, as of right now, and I'm going to call Kathy this morning and find out, but as of right now, Aaron and Kevin are in a runoff.
Yes.
And
Barron and Chris.
Barron and Chris are in a runoff. And the rest of them pretty much were not
close. The rest of them are not close.
Not really close.
And I'd be curious. I don't know how many votes there are left to be counted.
Well, that's the thing. That's why
I've heard
two caller.
Stories. I've heard, there's tons of votes. I've heard, not so much.
I don't think there's that many. But now, here's... Because most people vote by mail anyway.
Yeah.
So they've got all those. And the ones that of us who turned them in that day, once they found their polling spots, those were counted. So I'm not sure what others were to be counted, except then there's an article in the paper, which I take with a big grain of salt after the way the Record Searchlight took sides, even though they said they weren't going to endorse people, how they took sides in their articles. Not even close in some cases.
Gee, really?
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing.
And then they said they won 18 journalism awards.
Yeah.
And I went, now a couple of them I read what those awards were, for, the Car Fire and, the Sports Writer and, several of those. But then the articles they wrote were so one-sided. So anyway, going past that. And they said there was, it was contentious meetings down at the county clerk's office the night of the election.
Yeah, they felt harassed and they felt intimidated.
Well, here's the thing. This is a big election, mm-hmm. And people have a right to go down there, and they, you know, and, you know, they're saying this should be sealed off and all of that.
They should follow standard procedure. If they do one thing for one election, they should do it the same way the next election.
I think that's what they do.
Well, but they sealed it off during the as I understand it, they sealed it off during the recall. And all that these people were asking is if they do the same thing as they did during the recall.
Okay. Well, anyway, I don't think it's I don't think it's front page news, though it's still on, you know.
Every new thing.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to point out, and I just, this was a big election. There was more conversation, there was more discussion among the citizens of Shasta County than I've seen in a long, long time in any election.
Oh yeah.
Having said that, we have 120,000 registered voters.
Oh no, I made that point. Oh.
In Shasta County, which is a low number to even be registered, because that means there's probably another 30,000-40,000 people out there who can't even bother to register.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay, so
there's only 198,000 people in Shasta County. So 120,000 of them, that leaves 70,000 kids.
I'm going to bet you that there's a whole bunch of people.
But
of those 120,000 or thereabouts that are registered to vote, only 26,140 of them.
23%
turnout.
Voted.
Shame on you.
I know. I said that.
Yeah, it,
it's pathetic.
It's absolutely pathetic. And I, yesterday, as I went through my life, this place, that place, every place I was, I asked the question, did you vote yesterday? And I got the darndest excuses. You know, I meant to, and I was going to go down.
They moved my district, and I don't know where to vote.
I didn't get so much of
that.
I got mostly, I got busy, and yeah, but you know, I really didn't know who was running, and each one of them, I have to say to you, shame on you. We're not going to get any changes. We're not going to make a difference if you can't get people out to vote. It's incredibly easy. I mean, they mail it to your doorstep. You don't even have to ask for it. You can fill it out and put it back in the mail. You can deposit it all over you. There's no reason not to vote.
Okay, now, according to the Shasta County Clerk's Office, as of yesterday,
they have not updated
it. Oh, no.
It since
okay, this thing hasn't been, yeah. This hasn't been updated. They said, though, by the 7th, final results would be by July 7th. Now, that's the last day they can... First California County
they have
election
to do the canvas.
Certified.
They have to do the canvassing and all that.
Yeah.
But we should have, I mean, at this point, from the things that the several people that I talked to who had knowledge from how many votes there were, they indicated that it was the lowest turnout they'd seen in forever, and so many of the absentee ballots had not been returned,
uh-huh.
and that there just really weren't that many ballots to be counted.
Well,
so,
now, it says here on today, the elections office will report the approximate number of ballots yet to be counted.
Yeah, that was yesterday they said that.
Well, yeah, well, that means they're announcing it today. And then on Friday, they're going to publish updated results. That includes some ballots dropped off at polls on election day. You mean mine wasn't – I thought mine would be counted right then.
Not unless you put it through the machine. Now, when
I did.
Went,
I put it through the machine.
Oh, then that was counted.
Okay. And you know what?
Some people just
Linda
dropped off
Linda
their envelope.
Linda and I were 11 and 12.
Okay, now I'm gonna. Yeah, I know. Isn't that disgusting?
And then, I really like what the machine does. You put it in there, and it goes, like a little burp.
but what I didn't like is that they print the ballots that they mail out to everybody, whether you ask for them or not, and then when you get to the polling place.
By law.
I'm sorry, but I don't like the law.
No, I understand that.
Yeah,
They're just not.
I know they're not doing that by law, and it's just
ridiculous.
That's not the county's
fault.
It's a big waste.
Right.
Well, I'm not. I'm just complaining about the law. But then you get there, and if you want to actually cast your ballot, then they make you fill out another one, and it says specifically right on it, and you've heard this before, I'm going to say it again, says on it, use a black or blue ink pen. And then they give you a felt tip pen, which you fill out, which bleeds through to the other side.
It does.
I took pictures of it.
Okay.
I took pictures of all four pages. It bleeds through to the other side.
It does. But let me. Can I get into that? Because I said that you're giving me something that's bleeding through, and the. But if you look at where it bleeds through on the other side, it's nowhere near another mark.
Unless you happen to have both of your pages while you're marking.
Well, I'm just
saying, why do that? Why not use the blue ink pen?
I don't know. Okay.
What?
You had your choice. You could have used an ink pen.
No. Not and run it through the machine.
I've used it before. I haven't always used a felt tip.
Well, not.
Okay. Anyway, you're right though. But I didn't have mine underneath each other. I separated.
Well, I didn't either. But they didn't tell me not to do that until I mentioned it when I go through.
It enabled me then to vote twice for Devin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when I voted, and I said, "So take that, Gavin." So anyway, I'm not sure he cared. Okay, we've got to take a break.
Okay, so
anyway.
I will just one more point on the election, because I think it's really interesting that our senator up here is actually going to be on the ballot. And I'm not sure exactly how that worked, because how did he end up getting the second number of votes? Because isn't it the top two?
Top two.
That's pretty remarkable, actually.
When you think about
how many Republicans there were on that list, which I've always complained about, is that if we ever want to have a Republican candidate, you need to get
a Republican.
You've got
a chance.
That's amazing.
Because Brian Daly, as we know, finished second.
That's amazing.
And now, he was like 1 point. I don't even know if he was even a million behind, but because I'm not sure how many Newsom got. But bottom line is,
now you've actually got a Republican
ballot. You really do have a choice this time.
You really do. I think that's amazing, and I didn't think that was. I mean, I really thought you were referring to just the Shasta County results.
I know,
because I hadn't looked at the statewide.
I didn't want to tell you that. You know what? If you just looked over one more line, you would have seen that was the one you were talking about was just Shasta County.
Yeah,
but they also had the state.
Yeah, and I had what I was looking at didn't have that on there on that whatever thing. You know, there's about 15 different places to look at this stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, so I just had glanced at it and thought, oh well, those are, because we make that mistake a lot of times. We think we've won decisions, and then when we only won that in Shasta County. We didn't win it.
Yeah, we kicked ass in Shasta County.
Yeah, exactly.
Lost big in the rest of the state. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, right down on the corner of Eureka and Market Street, right down the street here. It's so easy to drive in there. Get a wonderful wash on my car. Wash and wax. Nice people there wiping it off at the end with clean towels. And these are just really super people, locally owned, locally operated. Been there. They've had that property for like 100 years, so I'm sure they weren't washing cars back then, but they could have been shoeing horses. Who knows? Anyway, if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash right here. Good people. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Tonight, another Colt 45 game. And, gosh, you know what? I bet I have a family pack of tickets. Now, that's a 4-pack. Now, they're good for any game in the season.
Not night specific. You can use them
anytime. Use them any game in the season, and I've got 4 more tickets there, and I'm going to go grab some more this weekend so we can give them away. It's great, great entertainment. It's family entertainment. It's a good time. Go out there and listen to the crack of the bat.
And the weather's perfect. I mean, right now it's just perfect baseball season.
Oh, it is so good.
Exactly.
Now, the first Friday, I'm going to talk to our guest when he comes in here because he's one of my announcers. His son is the primary announcer, and then and Ken works with him, kind of, you know, does the color, you know, when they talk back and forth. It rained for the first time in 10 years we've been doing this. It rained. It poured, and they were Spartans, protected everything. Nothing was damaged or any of that kind of, right?
So the next week. Ringing because you haven't said it.
Because I'm giving, a lot of people listen. And so the next Friday, guess what? It's going to rain again. They bring out a pop-up tent. And we were able to bungee it in. And then the people that were sitting right in front of where we announced, they saw it. They were helping because it was going to protect them from it. And, I mean, what a great idea. After 10 years, somebody says, why don't you just put a pop-up up there? Ken and Austin did that. And I'm like, that's cool.
You know, we used to go to the football games down in Jackson and Almanor County when the boys were playing. And they had these little bitty, they had these smaller pop-up tents that everybody would bring and put up on the bleachers.
Well, that's what we did.
I mean, they're not the great big ones, but boom.
I saw this big umbrella somebody had that, you know, kind of came down on the sides. I mean, you could cover 4 people. So, hey. Yeah. I'm going to talk about something that's really infuriating. It made me mad, but then it really disgusted me right here in Reading. I know it's hard to believe. Going, I shouldn't have said that because I love Reading. But this is yesterday at 2:23 a.m., the Reading police responded to this street for a report of a male subject who pointed a gun at a victim and threatened to kill him while the two were arguing. The suspect then assaulted the victim's 5-week-old infant. Well, was the guy out at 2:23 with the kid? Or was inside? I don't know.
2:23 in the morning?
Yeah.
Anyway. Tell us the story.
Well, it could be as the guy was inside the a house or something. Anyway. When officers arrived, the male suspect had fled but was identified as Rakeem Leedy. Officers conducted an extensive area and they couldn't check. They couldn't find him. Medical treatment was sought for the infant and no significant injury was found. Good. Later that day, about 5:15, they stopped Leedy during a vehicle stop. Multiple firearms, drugs, and drug paraphernalia were located within the vehicle. He was arrested without incident, charged with assault, criminal threats, brandishing a firearm, and child endangerment. He was also charged with transportation of a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance for sales, felon in possession of a firearm, felon in possession of an ammunition, possession of an assault rifle, possession of a large capacity magazine, and possession of a concealed firearm. Now, this is the good part. Are you sitting down, everybody? Are you just sitting down? Rakeem has a lengthy criminal history. Imagine that. And is a convicted violent offender. Imagine that. In 2017, he was convicted in Shasta County for assault with a firearm and shooting at a person from a motor vehicle. Leedy was sentenced to 7 years in prison for that.
17.
However, only served 3 years before being released on the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation parole in January of 2021. He was still currently on active parole when he committed these new crimes. He's been arrested by the police 2 times since he was released from prison in 2021. Why didn't he just go back to prison there then? That's my first question. And the second question is how? I'm going to send an email today to the Reading Police Department. How did this guy get a, quote, assault weapon, they usually say, well, you know, they buy it. Well, where are they buying these? I mean, is there a thriving market here in Reading, or do they go to Sacramento, or where do they get these? And there isn't a law on the books
that would have stopped
that would have prevented him from killing that guy and that baby if he chose to do it, because he's already been in jail with a violent felony, let out in 3 years.
So he's no
2 other times he was arrested, and now.
But there are, I think what you mean is, there are many laws on the books that would keep those away.
There is no law on the books every law on the books.
That's what I'm saying.
He broke a million laws and could have killed.
Absolutely.
He could have killed those two people. He could have gotten a shootout and hurt one of our policemen. Yeah. He could have done any of those things.
And he broke every law on the books.
Broke every law on the book, but guess what?
Now they want another law. They've said for years.
It's just BS.
A little bit of the laws that are on the books. We do not need any more new ones. Absolutely not under any circumstances. You know, but we repeatedly see this, so they want to pass new laws. They're already there. Enforce them. I don't know what you're going to do with that. It's just a bad thing. Bad thing.
It is. And so this is another example. This is one of the things that Stephanie talked about and Eric. About these people getting loose and the police. They're getting released on these paroles after 3 years. The guy down in Sacramento, Smiley, who was in that shootout on K Street, the DA, the office, wrote a letter to the parole board, said, don't turn this guy loose. So they didn't. They held him for another 6 months, and then they turned him loose. 2 weeks later, he's in that shootout that killed 3, 4, 5 people down in Sacramento.
The only thing that we can do, and we can do it locally, and we proved it in the city of Anderson, is that you can get enough laws on the books that can be enforced by your local jurisdictions. And if we build that jail, which we just must do, It's not even an option.
Nope.
It's absolutely mandatory. It has to be on everybody's radar, every elected official, every city council member, every sheriff, the whole bunch of them. have to get on the same page. That is our number one priority. Any money that is available that can be used by any jurisdiction must be put towards
it. If you have extra money in Anderson, you put it into the jail
fund. Everything
has
to go to the jail
fund. Any money, instead of building another park that people aren't going to use,
that's right,
put it into the jail fund. Now, that and hardening our schools,
that's
so we
right.
have our county schools, so those kids have a fighting chance, at least, so you can lock them down so they're protected.
You harden them and you protect them, and I'll say it again, I've said it a million times, all of our elected officials, our judges, our important people in society, all live and work in a society where they are protected. Our children should be at least as important as all of these people and should be able to go to school in the same environment that our elected officials do their job.
I agree, and we
need to get rid of all of the gun-free zone signs. What an invitation! You can rest assured.
We need
that
it.
If you come in here,
Patrick
nobody's going to stop you.
Patrick Jones brought it up the other night. We need a school resources officer at every school, and if a school district doesn't want it, then they've got to tell everybody why they don't think they need a school resources officer.
Well, and I think we need to look into the people. We have so many qualified retired law enforcement personnel working in these, living in these communities, who are trained, who know how to use a gun, who are good and can be. And they, I know that there are a lot of them that would donate their time to be on those schools, to be around, to be close to be in touch. There are so many ways that we can protect our children.
You still have to pay them because this cannot be a volunteer thing.
Well, then you pay them.
Yeah.
But a minimum amount. I mean, I'm sure it's not got to be it's a whole lot cheaper than cleaning up after one of these guns, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, I agree. Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. How appropriate. Ted Leidy started this in his kitchen about, 12 years ago. And it's now grown to be the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. And now it's just gotten bigger. They'll be teaching at the Sportsman's Warehouse, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, and a couple other places all throughout California. In fact, Ted's on his way down to L.A. to set that group up. And why is this happening? Northern Firearms Instruction has got to be the premier, if not, the premier training agency. Yeah, I teach for that, but I don't teach very much for there. But I'm constantly being inundated with classes I have to take to update my knowledge. We go out as a unit in different places, and we shoot to keep our skills. Everybody is teaching classes, and it's murder-boarded by everybody else to make sure that curriculum is concise and that it teaches a person how to use a gun safely and when to use a gun and how to store a gun. Northern Firearms Instruction, private classes, group classes, carbine, shotgun, if you want a group class for your business, that can be arranged. All of this through Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
In full swing at Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down and play our Toys of Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly free play drawings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Receive bonus entries into the final draw. June 30th and July 28th, where two winners will each win a summer toy. From Sea-Doos to Can-Ams and motorcycles. Summers are heating up at Wind River Resort and Casino. All the details at windriver.com. Find your moment at the river.
the elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Acting as gatekeepers, we can be watchful for signs of risk, helping our elders be safe, protected, and well. Join Shining Care June 3rd through June 11th for Purple City Week as we paint the town purple to show we're a caring community. On June 11th, come to the free Purple City Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Put on some purple and join in the fun for a great cause. Visit fun exhibits and get useful resources. Enjoy food, drinks, singers, dancers, aerial silks, treasure hunt, and raffles. Join the Purple Light Ceremony across the bridge as it lights up purple to show our care and support. June 11th, 6 to 9 p.m. For more info, visit shiningcare.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting the treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. If it's going the way it should, and he'll know, and he'll tell you, you don't need a lawyer. Just continue doing it, because if you lawyer up when everything's being done, things could, I could throw a wrench into it. So reason I'm saying that is that he's going to give you an honest. He's not just going to, sign you up just because he needs another client. He doesn't need another client. But work injuries, if they're not being treated, can be life-changing. An insurance company has lots of lawyers. You need to have one that knows how this works, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168.
Yeah, Carl, I want to say one final thing about the election. I just want to shout out to all of the people, the candidates, their committees, all the people that got involved in this election, the successful ones and the unsuccessful ones. That's how our republic works. And I just want to say job well done by all of the candidates to get in there. Running as a candidate puts an extreme amount of pressure and stress on you and your family and the people around you. It's a big commitment, and I just want to congratulate all of them for getting in the middle of it and trying to make a difference in their communities, whether they won or lost. That's what makes our republic work, and I want to just give a shout out to all of them.
I agree. Here's the best thing. If an incumbent runs and with no opponent, they just sit back.
And we don't know what they did for the last 4 years.
But if you have an opponent, even in that it makes the incumbent come out and explain why. It makes them, the incumbent sit in front of groups of people in forums, and there's forum after forum after forum, and makes them explain, this is why this happens. Eric Jensen said, the DA's office had a, you know, had a descending number of convictions. Stephanie Bridget says, we don't cherry pick. We don't, she says that we could win every trial if we did that. And she wanted to make sure justice is done. Well, you know, so you had two different opinions there of this, but you, but the DA had to explain it. Kathy Darlin Allen had to explain why she does these things. Both the John Green and Mike Johnson were both on the show several times, and there was where they agreed on the they agreed on the jail and people getting mental health and all this, and it came down then to leadership on how that would happen. So it was, it's great to see somebody running against the incumbents, and I applaud every one of those people that did that.
Well, and beyond that, things that were brought up during the election, where I am hopeful that the people, the incumbents, or the people who won the seats, are were listening to the public, and recognize that there were things about their departments that perhaps were not as crystal clear to the public as they should be, or maybe they were things they should pay more attention to.
Yes.
That are important to the public that they were unaware of. Yes. So this should have been a learning lesson for them as well.
I agree.
To pay attention. And to the public, I would say to you, it's not over.
The 23%
your responsibility
of you,
the, is not, the 23
percent of you that cared.
Yeah, but it's not over. Now you've got to pay attention. Did it make a difference? Were they listening? Are they doing a better job now that they've been challenged and some of the things have pointed out to them that maybe they weren't doing as good as they should have?
We'll see.
But you need to continue to pay attention.
Right.
You've demanded better hours with the Board of Supervisors, night meetings. You better show up. You better start paying attention and being at those meetings.
Here's a great example.
My prediction is that that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. But here's my thing is when they were redistricting, they had something like 12 meetings.
Yeah.
How many of us, and this includes old Watash here, didn't show up. I never showed up for one of them. And then there I am whining because they moved me from the first district to the second district. Guess what? Maybe if I'd shown up with a few of my friends from, you know, live on our street and gone, don't do this.
But maybe why would you think they would?
Maybe that would have made a difference. No, because we get together on things. And we could have all gone down there one night. You know, I had dinner and then gone there. And anyway.
No, but my point is that was never discussed in those 12 meetings. That was in the boardroom at the last minute.
Well, and it was at the very end. But still, I never showed up for one. And so I have to accept what was done because I didn't put my voice in there. So now, last thing I want to talk about real quick. Justice Kavanaugh.
Oh,
they caught this guy with burglar tools and guns, and his whole plan was to kill Kavanaugh. So the Democrats blocked a bill to provide more security for SCOTUS justices.
Well, not the
and
Democrats.
Not only that, but the
Nancy
Department
Pelosi
of...
Nancy Pelosi refuses to bring it up for a vote. It passed unanimously in the Senate.
Yeah.
And Nancy Pelosi refuses to bring it up for a vote in the House.
Well, not only that, but the Department of Justice, whoever this joker is in charge of that, he's not going to put security out there. He's not arresting people, even though it's clearly in the law that anybody comes out there and pickets, anybody that comes out to their personal residences should be arrested. They're breaking the law. And the White House says, oh, no, you know, peaceful protests are okay. Really, Joe? How about if we get like 500 people around your estate in Delaware and we do this every time you show up there, which is all the time? You know, I mean,
can you imagine what would have happened if somebody from the Trump administration had said it's okay to go and get in front of Schumer's house or one of, you know, Nancy Pelosi's house and protest? My God.
In front of
anybody's house.
Any of the justices' house.
Exactly. I mean, they would have been all over them and they'd have probably tried to impeach him. What do you think?
So the last thing I want you to think about is I'm going back to Rakeem Leedy. He had there when you're wanting to pass these quote common sense gun bills, right? That affect the whole nation. Rakeem doesn't seem to have had a problem finding a semi-automatic rifle, pistols, extended you know, extended capacity magazines or all of this. The only people that that would affect is you and me.
That's
law-abiding
right.
citizens.
The people who are going to pay attention to the laws.
Quote, common sense. The common sense way of handling this is Rakim should have never been out of jail.
There you go.
And when he was arrested one of the two times.
Since he got out of jail.
Since he got out of jail, he should have been back in jail. So there's we dodged the bullet that he didn't kill anybody. Okay, we'll be back after the news with Simpson University.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. 229,000, the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits last week, up 27,000 from the week before. It's five-month high. 26-year-old California man arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has been charged with attempted murder. Nicholas John Roski allegedly telling police that he had planned to break into the justice's home and kill him.
Roski told police he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark abortion case. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants the Senate to pass a Supreme Court security bill.
This is exactly the kind of event that many feared that the terrible breach of the court's rules and norms could fuel.
Roski also told police he believed Kavanaugh would support loosening gun laws after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Democrat-controlled House panel investigating the U.S. Capitol riot goes prime time this evening, a nationally televised hearing. But we don't expect to hear much from President Biden about it.
The president views the work of the House Select Committee as vital and will be following news of the hearings. But spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Mr. Biden will give lawmakers plenty of space.
He supports what they're doing. We're not going to get involved. It's an independent committee.
The White House says it's critical there's a full investigation to make sure the events of January 6th don't happen again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, other PGA Tour members who teed off in the Saudi-funded Golf League today, no longer eligible for PGA Tour events under newly announced penalties. Still to be determined whether those players are ever welcome back. Stocks in the red on Wall Street, the Dow down 152 points, NASDAQ is off 50, the S&P down 19 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Taiwan's foreign minister says a Chinese attack on the island would have an even greater impact on the global economy than Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
China has been paying close attention to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and its neighbor Taiwan is nervous that Beijing may be looking to eventually do something similar by sending an invasion force across the narrow Taiwan Strait. In a podcast released today, Taiwan's minister Joseph Wu tells the chairman of the Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee, Tom Tugendhat, that the people of Taiwan are determined to defend themselves against any future invasion by China. He warned that Beijing was trying to expand its authoritarian force into the wider Asia-Pacific region.
The BBC's Frank Gardner. The European Central Bank expected today to end a key economic stimulus program and map out its plan to raise interest rates for the first time in more than a decade. News and analysis at townhall.com. The absence of Vice President Harris leads to the defeat of a Biden nominee on the Senate floor.
Minority Republicans were able to block confirmation of Lisa Gomez as an assistant secretary at the Labor Department. The straight party line vote led to a tie, which under normal circumstances would be broken by Vice President Kamala Harris. The VP was unable to vote this time around because she's visiting Los Angeles for the Summit of the Americas. It's the first time the U.S. has hosted the Summit of North, Central, and South American nations since it hosted the inaugural gathering back in 1994. Bob Agner reporting.
Thailand has legalized cultivation and possession of marijuana. The stated intention of the country's public health minister is to distribute 1 million marijuana seedlings beginning tomorrow. The Thai government has said it's promoting cannabis for medical use only. Again, on Wall Street, the Dow down 193. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, Thursday the 9th. Yeah, I have it written up there. Ken's going, you say this probably 12 times a day. And I'll tell you why, Ken, since you're such the expert, that if it's not up there, I'll do something wrong. I'll forget. But this really is for all of the shows we have on.
And this is for all us people that come in here only once in a while, and it's got to be up there where you can.
We have guest hosts and stuff. Anyway.
Trust me.
Why am I having to explain myself to you?
I hit the five decade mark, so I'm feeling it too.
You know, like
today is the 9th, the 9th of June, 8:06 in the morning, and the weather, or the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. It's the number one rated hospital in our whole area here. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
76 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 99 and a low of 70. Partly cloudy on Friday, hot. 101 degrees and a low of 71. Saturday, cooling back down a little bit, 97. Hot, a chance of showers Saturday night and a low of 68. On Sunday, a chance of showers, high of 83 and a low of 56. And on Monday, a high of 85 and a low of 57. Going into next week, we're looking at the low 90s up to the high 90s. Not to mention the 100 yet, so that's good. We can keep monitoring around here. As long as we stay under 100, I'm okay with that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, we're breaking 100 this week.
This one, yeah, one time. Yeah, just bump barely. It up one time. Just barely.
Barely.
Hardly going to notice.
Can you tell the difference between, really, 112 and 114?
Once you get up over the 100 mark, it's all over.
It's over the 110 mark.
I don't know. I'm good. Maybe it's mental. And then the humidity makes a difference. We had a lot of humidity the last week. It's like, you think it's warmer than it really is.
If I was working as a roofer or some of these construction sites,
I'd be dead.
I'd be, you know, because I've had to do this. I mean, it's not only 120 where we're at. But you're wearing 80 pounds of flak jackets, helmets. You have to wear gloves because you touch your rifle or any piece of metal, and it burns your hands. And water that you carry is like 90-something degrees. So I don't complain about the weather here because I don't have to do that. I can just go from an air-conditioned studio that you complain about because it's too chilly.
Can hang meat in here.
You know, and, you know, what I've got to do is during the middle of summer is try not to burn my hands on the steering wheel. You can tell you live in Reading because they wear gloves during the summer when they're driving their cars.
Yeah, something
you know,
like
so
steering wheel.
There's nothing to complain. You're wearing your Reading tuxedo, which is a Hawaiian shirt and shorts and flip-flops.
I always reserve the right to complain about the weather, Carl.
Whoa.
It's one of those free American things you can do.
I love America. Hey, with us is Simpson University, and for the first time, Molly Steeler, the director of admissions, And not for the first time, but maybe the first time
in a while.
This while, Ken White, who's their Dean of Advancement. And I'm going to have to let everybody know that Dean also, Ken also works with his son, Austin. And they broadcast our Colt 45 games. And it is, you would not have to know Austin was a White, because as soon as you look at him, it's Ken. Except
he's
Austin.
My mini me, but he's not mini anymore.
Yeah, and he's got a lot more hair. You two do the games. You're doing a great job. And they are Spartans. The first night it rained like you can't believe. We're all out there. I mean, dripping water. Yet they protected the equipment, so I didn't have to run out and buy new stuff the next day. And then the next week they brought a pop-up tent that worked great.
And then great.
Well, that'd be good when the sun's on you as well.
Yeah, it definitely
not
is.
Not only is it really good, is that the people that were sitting in front, directly in front, in the stands, looked at what they were doing, and they jumped up to help. Because,
they wanted to stay dry, too.
We're staying dry, too, here. Yeah. And so, anyway. So, thanks a lot for out there doing the games.
I love being out there. It's actually, I think I told you, this is kind of a bucket list item of mine. You know, you write out those lists of things you always wanted to do. Broadcast baseball was on my list, and you helped me have that. And not only that, but to get to do it with my son, who is lifelong. He's been playing baseball since he was 4, just ended his career last year. And so it's just been a joy to be out there.
He tells me he enjoys it.
Oh, yeah. So. And he tells me how much he's missing being a player, you know, now in the broadcast booth. So it's been a real fun time.
First game, it's always, even though we had, you know, we were more prepared this year than we've ever been. You know, we had meetings with the coaches and all this. And so the first night, you know, it's raining, and they didn't have the first names of the players. You had everything else. I mean, I gave them questions that, you know, answer bios for them, what's their hobbies and all this. And I don't know if we ever got those.
No first names.
No, but there were no first names. And Austin said, we don't have first names. And I go, make them up. And he goes, what? I said, just make them up. Just make up the first name. I said, nobody's going to know, and you'll have them by the second game. But then
the
announcer had the first names, and since the announcer will say it first, and batting number one will be Ken White. There you go.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been fun. So we get like Luigi Brynjolfsson, you know. So we have.
No, that's really a name.
Yeah. No.
You should have been here the year we had the two kids from Colombia or Costa Rica or something like that. They had, you know, 12 syllables in their names. Yeah, good kids.
Good time to give everybody a nickname.
Yeah. Well, we had two Ortegas one night. The pitcher and the catcher were both last name Ortega. We couldn't tell which was which Ortega. It was. I'm guessing they were brothers, but we had no idea, to be honest.
We call him. Numero uno and numero dos, Ortega. Okay. Hey, Molly.
Yes.
Okay. You think you're getting out of this? No, Molly. No.
Ready.
Director of Admissions.
Yes.
What do you do?
First, tell us about Molly.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, tell us about Molly. Yeah. Who is Molly?
Yes, who's Molly? I am from Sacramento originally. Moved up to Redding about 10 years ago to attend Simpson as a student. Played basketball there for a couple of years, and then my first job out of college was in the admissions office. So that's 6 years now as a staff, and I've kind of popped around different positions and then landed in the director of admissions role about 2 years ago. So I primarily work with traditional undergraduate students and manage a team. We go out and recruit for Simpson, promote. We were just at the Health Expo last weekend, setting up booths and things like that.
Okay.
Very good.
Can you still dunk the basketball?
I never could.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just wondered.
Thanks for asking. Thanks for believing in me.
I do. I believe in you. Molly can do it. We're still waiting, but she's close. She is
close.
So close. Molly, we've got being Simpson, mm-hmm. has one of the top-rated nursing programs in the state. That's like number 5 or 4, mm-hmm. maybe even higher now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have lots of requests for admissions into the nursing program?
Yes, absolutely. I would say by and large that's the program we get the most calls about, mm-hmm. Both from our local area and out of town, out of state, where we have a better brand recognition for that program because of our ranking.
The now, how many nursing students can you take?
We can take 27 for the program per semester.
Per semester.
Yes, and we've got both fall and spring start terms.
Okay, and the and so you're graduating 27 every semester.
Every semester.
Every semester. Mm-hmm. Now, do any of them have a problem finding a job?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
All right.
About 80% of our graduates end up working here in the North State.
Well, and that's what we want. Yeah, and that's why we want the program here. Keep our young people here. Keep it in the community.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
It's certainly the need.
We're here with Simpson University, and we're talking to Molly Steeler, who is the director of admissions. She's a hometown girl, well, has been, and a Simpson graduate. You know what? And I can't help but think that that helps, that you're a Simpson graduate, because when people ask you questions, because it is a Christian university, that you can talk to them at a level in your little cohort with you, can talk to them at a level that says, no, you're not locked into your rooms praying every Friday night.
Right.
So I think that's very helpful when you're working in a Christian university. Mm-hmm. And but we got to take a break. Oh, I tell you what.
You want to take a phone call or come back after the break?
We'll get to Sean after the break if this is about Simpson University. It is about Simpson. Well, let's go now. Sean, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is about Simpson.
Okay.
I called about a month ago, and he said to call back. I had an issue with debt being pushed on children at Simpson and or students there and clerical errors. Well, I wanted to let you know that I did the dean of enrollment. He did talk to me, and we were working on that issue. But since then, we've had another issue with them, even after my daughter graduated. She got a job offer, great job offer, $40 an hour. So people are getting hired out of Simpson at great jobs. But they did a background check, and Simpson wouldn't give them information on her grades and her degree because she owed money again. It was another clerical error, a $4,600 clerical error. That's actually money owed to her as a refund because Simpson had pulled her grants, which they can't do.
Did they fix it?
They're working on it now, but people need to know there is a little bit of a dark side to Simpson.
Well, there was, yeah, I did. And but the big thing is right when you called and they took your phone number. Then they did work that out. And they called you back though, right?
Yeah, the initial issue is not done yet, but we are working with them.
And I understand that now this is a problem, and I you've got two people right here writing notes as we speak.
And I don't want to take a bunch of time, and I'm not trying to totally destroy Simpson. Like I said, my daughter, she's had a $40 an hour job offer right out of Simpson. That's awesome. You know, medical, dental, vision, that's all great. But the background check, we're lucky that they gave her a chance to resolve the issue and didn't just rescind their offer.
Yes, I mean, that's true. That's true. So. But if she's a quality person, which obviously she is, getting a job offer like that, you know, and I'm not trying to defend Simpson. You know, they got lots of people there, but
stuff happens in any organization.
I'm just really happy.
We got to work out.
I'm really happy that
constantly shoving debt down people's throats to force them to get loans.
Well,
that's kind of the education system in the state of California and in the United States. We need to work on that.
Hey, Sean.
Thanks, Sean, for the call.
Wait, here's Sean. Sean, Ken White here with Simpson University. Hey, I just want to say thank you for the call, and thank you for making us aware of the problem, because the only way we get better is when we know there's a problem. And so we definitely would be happy to, if you want to leave your number for the folks here, I'll be happy to follow up on that personally when I get back to Simpson this afternoon. We really appreciate you making us aware of this. And we don't want your daughter's experience to be at all muddied by some sort of error on our part. So please, again, leave your number with the tech after you get off with us, and we'll definitely follow up with you,
Jared,
later today.
Make sure you get Sean's phone number. And
absolutely. And I appreciate you guys taking my call.
And you know what the number is here, so I'm sure that the next time Simpson comes on, you're going to say, okay, it was done. And if it isn't,
I'd like to get this.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We like having a local university, too, just like everyone else. And it's just, it's something I know that's gone on with more than one person, more than just my daughter. And it's something that I feel like this is the only way to get enough attention to actually get it resolved.
Well, we appreciate it, Sean. And again, I'll be happy to personally look into that today. So leave your number after you go off air here, and we'll look into it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sean. And I'm glad the first part was, and I'm really glad she got that job offer.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We're proud of her. Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay. Yes. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Trish Clark, I'm a Thursday girl.
I love Thursday mornings, yeah. All except the part where you have to get up at 5:30 to get here. Yeah. Not crazy about that.
Well, you know what? I have a time set that when I get up. But Linda's always up early. Mm. And then it feels this necessity to wake me up. You know, not on purpose maybe, but as soon as you start moving around, I wake up. Or yeah. As soon as she, you know. Anyway, so 5:30, okay. Hey, today's the 9th of June, 8:23 in the morning, and it's already 77 degrees out there. Hey, if you are thinking about purchasing an electric car, which President Biden says is the solution to all of our problems, including inflation, then Reading Electric Utility can help with that. They have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You ever been in a Tesla? You ever ridden in a Tesla?
I have not.
I tell you what, if they stop on the accelerator, stand by. That's going to bury your head in the headrest. I mean, they take off like that. Of course, they only go to the end of the street. We're here with them. I'm sorry. I know. That was so tacky of me when the president is asking. Hey, we're here with Molly Styler, who is the Director of Admissions, and Ken White, Dean of Advancement. So we've talked to Molly, and we're going to come back to Molly here. But Ken, you're a longtime resident of our city, but you left for a while.
I did. Something I swore I would never do.
I did.
You know, I was telling Trish before the show, I said, you have conversations with God, and you say, just don't ever, ever put me in this situation. And I told him a long time ago, I'll go anywhere you ask, just don't send me to Southern California. And about 2.5 years ago, he sent me to Southern California. So I had a really hard time. And the biggest problem I had down there was that you're just surrounded by Dodger fans. That was my biggest problem in moving down there. So,
well, anyway, you came back.
I did.
So you're there. What is the what is the Dean of Advancement do?
So Advancement is all about resource development for the university and creating partnership in the community and elsewhere. So my job is to solicit and encourage people to join Simpson in all the things that we're doing for the community. So the biggest, you know, in a nutshell, most people call it fundraising, but it's a lot more than that.
But it's more than dollars.
It's more than dollars. It's definitely more than dollars. So we're involved in doing everything from writing large grants, and we've had over $2 million in grants given to the university in the last 3 years from multiple foundations for multiple things. For example, the Gunther Foundation recently gave us $50,000 to buy a new mannequin for our nursing simulation lab. Now, these aren't your typical mannequins.
If you
right?
have not seen these, oh, you need to somehow get a tour and see these mannequins. The mannequins will groan and scream. They give birth. Mm-hmm. They bleed. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, and they look like people too. It's not like a mannequin. It's like I don't know. It's like a bad movie. I mean, it's like a bad movie with good special effects because, I mean, these things are remarkable bit for training.
Yeah.
For a nurse when she's in there. Mm-hmm. And if she's handling this one portion, okay, this is happening, then they can keep adding mm-hmm. things on there. So all of a sudden she's got like six things going wrong that she's got to do. Oh.
Mm-hmm. What great.
It's a fantastic
equipment.
Training tool and really puts Simpson's nursing program at the top of the list in terms of available resource and the technological expertise. It's a really fantastic. In fact, we just the Cheney Foundation out of Oregon, Washington, excuse me, also just donated a baby sim mannequin. Wow. So that baby mannequin will move and groan, you know, and turn blue if it stops breathing and that sort of thing. So that they can actually, the nursing students can actually see and feel what's going on. The skin is lifelike. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So now I just saw a picture on Facebook that it's either you all are starting to take down buildings or you had a real bad science experiment.
Maybe a little of both. We were kind of growing penicillin in the ceilings, I think. No, I'm kidding. No, we have had, since Simpson's inception, we've had modular buildings on campus, and we're getting ready to build a new multi-million dollar business technology and engineering building. And so with that, the I was going to say the sim labs. Those aren't going away. But the temporary buildings are going away. And so we had one left. And this week, the tractors and backhoes and everything are out there taking that thing down. So,
and that was a modular building.
And that's a modular building. And we're making room for, again, that new building that we should be breaking ground on early next year.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Business Technology and Engineering Building.
Correct.
And will there be a bunch of new programs that you're offering as a result of that, or just a continuation of what you're doing?
A little of both, actually. So we already have a business program, and in fact, it's, in my opinion, one of the best kept secrets in the North State. Our business program is second in terms of number of graduates from Simpson. We have more business alumni than any other program, save for our Bible classes and our missions and pastoral studies programs. So our business program is fantastic. And, in fact, our own Matt Mosley, who's CEO of Cornerstone Bank here in the community,
just took over
the Anderson branch.
Yep. And he's the alumni.
Matt has now taken over
all of them.
He's the new CEO of Cornerstone Bank, and he's a Simpson alum from our business program.
Yeah.
So, really fantastic program. And, if you want to be a business person and need a degree, that's, I would highly recommend our business program. The technology and engineering programs are fairly new, and we are continuing to expand those programs. Our technology program, we now have CIS, digital media, and other emphases. And then on the engineering side, we have a general engineering associate's degree, which we've just applied for a four-year general engineering degree with an emphasis in systems engineering. And we have an articulation agreement with Oregon Institute of Technology. So if you come to Simpson, get your two-year degree, you can go to OIT even now, but we hope to have a four-year program in place in the not-too-distant future, probably within, God willing, with WASC's approval, within the next year.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you need to take a break here because we want to come back to Molly and talk about some of these new programs for that. And Railroad, for your question, at some point we asked them if they're going to do more Christian rock concerts like David Crowder did. Thank you. And Molly said...
Yes, absolutely. We love community events. We love having people on our campus, so definitely more to come.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know what? This is not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors and who have just had enough of yard work and all those things that go along with it and want to enjoy their senior years and not have to worry. Living in great, great accommodations, a gourmet chef preparing meals, transportation if you want it, located downtown so you're close to everything or close to Turtle Bay right there for all of those things. They're pet friendly. There's so many things that are great about River Commons Senior Living. And if you're thinking about it, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981 to arrange a personalized tour today. That's River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak
salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And on a day... Oh, okay, that was the song. 8:35 in the morning here on the 9th of June. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, the only one around here with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. What's that mean? Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. They also do the TAVR valve replacement, which instead of having your chest cracked open, they go in through an artery, replace that bad valve, and they do that in the morning. That afternoon, you're walking, and next day, you go home. Think of that. No more open chest surgery for those.
That's such a huge.
Oh, my God, that's big. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here with Simpson University and Molly Steeler, Director of Admissions, and Ken White, Dean of Advancement, and we have a phone call. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just had to call and talk about Simpson.
Hi. Okay. You're on.
I'm a Simpson graduate. And I just can't say enough. You know, I came from Hay Fork, and when you live in Hay Fork, it's kind of tough to get a degree, and they're just really good about working with people in these rural areas, and it was always a dream of mine to finish my degree, and Simpson was really great, and now I'm part of the Simpson for Seniors program, and I'll be teaching a class on whiskeys for drinking, waters for fighting.
Yes,
so absolutely.
Yes, and you're going to be on next week to talk about that, right, Nadine?
Sure, yeah.
I know, I haven't asked you. I've got you, and I need to talk with fire. I've got somebody from the fire council that we're going to have on. And, you know, it's now that the political season craziness is over, I need to get back to things that affect us in different areas, too.
And certainly water is one of those big things and your area of expertise. Good for you.
Simpson for Seniors.
Yeah,
go ahead, Nadine, you first.
Yeah, so Simpson for Seniors it's just a fun time. It's, you know, several weeks of classes and I've made some great friends, and I didn't realize in my last class I had a professor sitting auditing my class. I'm kind of glad I didn't, but anyway, I've made a lot of friends doing it, and we just really have a good time, and I think we learn a lot from each other. It's really a fun program.
Well, you know, Nadine, if I can say this, I've known you for years, and you always wanted to get your degree. You're from Hayfork, and, you know, in Simpson, you know, nice things to say about that. But I got a feeling you could have gone to Harvard and done just as well, kiddo.
Yeah, well, that's when you're from Hayfork, that's kind of hard to do.
I know. I know.
You know, just getting down the hill to Shasta was tough. And, you know, when you're logging all over the country, it wasn't doable. But Simpson made my dream come true, and I will always be grateful for that.
Okay. Well, thanks, Nadine, and thanks for everything you do for our community.
And look forward to having you on the show.
Yeah, we're going to get...
Yeah, just let me know what day.
I will. I'll give you a call back. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
She had to pull over. She was driving.
Yeah.
Molly Steeler, who is the director of admissions here. Let's talk a little bit about some of these programs. You've got, we talked about some new programs you've got going. Sports management.
Yep, sports management's in the talks. As Ken mentioned, we're looking to transition our engineering program to be a full four-year bachelor program. Probably our newest program that we're most excited about right now is our Bachelor's of Social Welfare. That is launching for fall of 2022, so the application's live right now. But as we all know, the North State, we've got such a high need for mental health workers and people wanting to go into social work and working with people. And this program, it will be designed to help people transition directly into jobs right here in Shasta County.
Social welfare, people with mental problems, but that's not just all who it is, right?
No, not at all. Social welfare, or people are probably more familiar with the term social work in terms of an education, deals more with like policy, helping with law, working on actually building systems and organizations versus social work, which would be more of hands-on work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. How about now, since Dr. Hall's come, how long has that been? 5 years? 6 years? How long has it been?
He's in
his fourth year.
In his fourth year? Because sometimes I think he's been there for...
he's done enough.
And I'll just let people... I'm on the advisory board for Citizens Advisory Board. We have no power, except we sit down with everybody and we talk. Various members of the community, Mike Mangus, me, Mary Ann Johannesson, so many others. Since Dr. Hall's come on, Simpson University has taken on a new life. And every year it's something, and it's continuous. Like the number of new programs, you've got to grow. If you don't grow, you die. Mm-hmm. And so when we're talking about the sports management, what is sports management, by the way?
Yeah, sports management would be for individuals wanting to go in leadership in some sort of athletic sphere. So they want to go into coaching or working for an athletic facility, working with trainers. There's lots of different job opportunities with sports management.
And job opportunities in the growing sports entertainment fields as well. So sports management's a great degree for anybody wanting to work in professional or amateur sports at the management level. So
I know that one of your graduates, Carson?
Connor
used to do the baseball games for us and is now he's working with the Sacramento Kings and the soccer. He was with the Kings for a while. Now he's with the new soccer league. Sac Republic down there. Okay. And then you've got your traditional psychology programs, but also online.
Yes. So our adult degree completion program, formerly known as Aspire, we've revamped the program. It's now offered both in person and online. It's a 12-month program. Variety of emphases offered, but we've really taken a hard look at our curriculum, making sure that the students are getting hands-on experience while they're learning, and again, wanting to partner with local organizations to plug them right into a job after they graduate.
And by the way, if you're looking to you've already got your, because you give, of course, teaching degrees are still very available there.
Absolutely.
But you've already got your degree and you've been out of the business for a while, you can get your certificate from Simpson. And I did that via using the GI Bill.
Oh, great.
And the VA for that. And it was painless.
Great.
And the so I could teach. Probably the best thing that happened to the schools in Shasta County was I stopped teaching, substitute teaching. And I realized it on one day, and I'm saying this because we got to take a break, was when a young high school student, not young, senior, came up to me and he said something. It wasn't bad or anything like that. But I looked at him, and I said, I just want to punch you in the face. You know, that's what I thought. I'm going to punch you in the face. I'd just come back from Iraq, and I was, you know, and I realized he didn't say anything like that, but it just offended me. And I don't know why, because maybe he wasn't trying to. Maybe he was trying to be friendly.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then, but teaching's not easy. But I realized right then that, you know, maybe I should wait another month or two. I got along great with the sixth graders, though. and you know what? I did great out there at the Juvie Hall, and I did great at Oasis. Remember Oasis was, mm-hmm. you know, for kids with problems there, but still weren't in Juvie, but they were in between Juvie and going back to Pioneer. So, I responded well in those, but regular classes,
I don't think I would have the patience to deal with the youth, because I'd be, I'm a kind of black and white person, common sense, and I would have a hard time identifying.
Well,
I would
not are a special breed. Well, my mom and grandmother were teachers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, here's the thing about teachers is you really do have to have an open mind, because these kids will come in, today's kids, and what they're saying is absolutely sometimes brilliant, but it's so far out of our spectrum because we don't think in that way, that they've come up through a total immersion in electronics, that they've got the information of the world, and they carry it with them in their back pocket. And so they come up
but they have a hard time talking out of their back pocket and talking to you without that in their hand.
That may be, but
it's a little difficult.
You've got to be able to listen to them, because just because this is totally outside your sphere of knowledge doesn't mean that they're wrong. It just means that there's another way of looking at this.
Have you ever had four or five teenagers in your house and take all of their cell phones away from them, make them sit with you for an hour without them? They don't know what to do with their hands.
I won't even venture to try that one.
Oh no, and that's the rule in my house. Right. When the grandkids came, the phones, including their fathers, went in the little bin. We're gonna talk, and it was like
maybe that's why they only come once every 5 years.
No, it's quality, not quantity.
I know. We gotta take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at a couple of days ago, and this is my. Obviously, my barbershop of choice. It's the only barbershop I've gone to in Reading. And it's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Great haircuts. They work by appointments only. So you can walk in, get your haircut, and walk out if that's what you wish. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Great barbecue and deli spot right there. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 15th Annual Taste of Reading 2022. Sunday, June 12th from noon until 4 at Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Book Refugia, and Mark McAbee and Jason Schroeder of Clearcut. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Sun Oaks Health Club for their underwriting sponsorship to their local breweries for this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come on down to the 15th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets online at tasteofreading.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Patrick Gorman, American Legion, and Haven Humane, and a couple other things we're going to have on. We'll be talking water next week with Nadine Bailey and fire control with one of the people on the fire council.
And hopefully have an update on the standings of the election.
Yeah, I'm going to call Kathy Darlin Allen because they're going to make the announcement today anyway. So, and get some
up-to-date numbers.
Up-to-date numbers and see where we are on that. But the one number is I would like to see it, the percentage of people that voted in Shasta County go up from 23% to at least 25. Come on, 1 in 4. Did you vote, Ken?
I did, and so did my son. And it was you know, primaries. You know, Trish, you and I
were
in politics years ago, and primaries are usually low. So 23%. I'd really be interested to know how that rates compared to other primaries in the past, but. Mm-hmm. That's about where we've been.
I know, and it's
primaries
disgusting.
Are terrible. You know, everybody wants to vote in the presidential election, but nobody wants to vote in the general local. Yeah.
During the presidential election, it was something like 75%, which is a great number.
Right.
But, see, the thing about the primaries is that gets you into the general election.
And we have so much more impact on the things that happen at our local level than we do at the federal level, and we've got to get people to understand. Don't like what's going on in your community. The way to change that is to get involved with local politics.
I asked Ken that question without even caring what he was going to say because I had him one way or the other. But Molly, did you vote?
Yes, absolutely.
And so you see, that is, I like that. Okay, we're here with Molly Styler, is the director of admissions. I've just said that like 4 times, and I've never asked.
You said Steeler.
You've been saying it different every time, but I know who you're talking to.
This is Molly. This is Molly McGee, the director of admissions, and Jocko White. okay, I'm sorry, Molly. Okay. We want one of the questions that we have in here is about campus life and the community, and that we had COVID, we had all those things going on for 2 years, and so what's happened since then? You know, since the COVID mask has been as we can say was pulled off.
Yeah, and how many people actually are on campus at Simpson?
Living on campus, we've got about 400 students. Mm-hmm. It's about half of our total enrollment for the school.
Okay. And so how's it improved?
Yeah, you know, Simpson has been through a lot in the last 10 years, and COVID didn't help at all with that, but I think that our students were so resilient during that time. We really invested into professional staff who are able to come on and just offer an excellent product to our student, which is seen through the events. If you follow us on social media, which I highly recommend, you'll see couch racing down our boulevard. We did a silent dance in our library. So just offering, you know, everything that a student would need right there on our campus. You know, they don't have to venture out too much to get fun, to get study time, a coffee shop. We've got everything right there.
Do you have tours, ability for, because I think it's one of the best kept secrets in Shasta County that we have a 4-year university.
Yes, absolutely.
And so how do people come and see what you have there?
Yes. And I'll say we're trying to make it not a secret.
I know.
We want people to know.
On a daily basis, I talk about it, you know.
On your things you talk about is Reading's own university.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just yesterday I was running some data on our projections for the fall, and we're up about 15% for first-time freshman applications and specifically from Shasta County, Tehama, our surrounding
local area.
Yeah, so that was a huge push for us this year. We really wanted to make sure that Simpson was an attractive place for our local students. Just today, I'm so excited. First time we've done this. I'm sending out a staff member to all of our Shasta County High School graduates who are coming to Simpson for the fall, and we're dropping off some goodie bags, a balloon, and just congratulating them on finishing high school.
Oh, and actually going on the campuses and doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, which is great advertising to everybody else. Why aren't you doing this?
Right.
Simpson has, while other Christian universities and colleges have been closing, literally closing, as have other small colleges and universities, for a variety of reasons, Simpson has kept their head, you know, above water and is now, like you said, you have 15% higher application rate or acceptance rate than from students. That's just great. How many, when we're talking about this, since you cover such a wide variety of different subjects, when you're hiring people, instructors and professors, because they have to sign an agreement that, hey, I'm teaching in a Christian university, and there's certain things that I have to do. Does that make it a little bit harder?
You know,
this can be for either one of you.
Yeah,
I don't think it makes it harder. I think it makes us a little bit more selective. And frankly, I think it's one of our distinctives that makes us a higher quality university. One of the things I hear from parents a lot is that I sent my kid off to college and they got brainwashed, right? And so Simpson is one of those places where your kids aren't going to get brainwashed. They're going to get taught, you know, from a Christian worldview, integrated into every class, into every classroom. But our standards, we're not the traditional Bible college that, you know, a lot of people thought of us as. We are a full liberal arts and professional studies university now. So you can get any number of marketable degrees, but they're going to be taught from a Christian perspective. And
which this country was found on a Christian perspective.
Right.
So it's not, we really need to take a step back when we say
I agree.
That's the basis of our country, our republic, our whole thing.
Right.
And you're just walking right along with that same thing.
As our caller called the first time, Sean, he had problems. They took care of those, and there's still some. And Ken's going to take care of that. But what he said was his daughter got a $40 an hour job starting, leaving from the university. And that, I think, is really important. Now, that's a lot to do with her, but it's a lot to do with the education she's getting.
Well, a big part of loving your neighbor is being able to provide them with opportunity, right? And
So
when Jesus says love your neighbor, we take that seriously. It's not just a, hey, love your neighbor and then pound the Bible into them until they submit. That's not Jesus's model either. So we invite people who don't necessarily share the Christian faith to attend Simpson. And that is something that most people in community have not been aware of, but we make them very, you know, we make it very clear. You're still going to hear everything from a Christian worldview.
Yeah.
And we're not going to mince words about that. But we're also going to love you. We're not going to, you know, just make you feel like you're standing on the outside looking in. So what we want people to do is feel loved and be served, and then to go out into their community and serve and love others. So that's really the perspective they're going to get at Simpson University. And I think it is resonating, and that's why you're seeing the growth here locally in our freshman class, and about 20% overall enrollment growth over the last 4 years. And by the way, I misspoke. President Hall is in his fifth year. He just finished this last month his fourth year. So he is now in his fifth year at Simpson University.
And it's made such a dynamite difference in everything.
Anybody that brings in a bass fishing team.
Right. Yeah.
That was one of the first things you did. And I tell you what, I'm probably one of the many that just went, a bass fishing team.
And there are more opportunities on the horizon, I will say.
But I tell you what, for one, it gets out Simpson's name because they're like one of the top-rated teams in the United States, and there's lots of people that do this.
So how do they contact you to get a tour to come out and see the college?
Yes, easiest way, simpsonu.edu/visit. You can come for one of our visit events. We put on preview events where you get to tour, shadow a classroom, eat in the dining center, or if those dates don't work for you, you can set up a personalized visit for any time that works for your schedule.
And Molly, help me, because I'm just coming back. I've only been back to the school about 6 months. Isn't there a special scholarship available for students, or didn't there used to be?
Yes, we do have our visit scholarship. So any student who comes for a campus visit gets a $1,000 scholarship off of tuition.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay, we have to run. So